This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2257. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service forum about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded August 22nd, Algeria, Belarus, Brazil, Canada, China, Finland, India, Indonesia, international waters, Iran, Japan, Korea North and South, Kurdistan, Malaysia, Marshall Islands, Moldova, Myanmar, Netherlands, New Zealand, North America, Northern Mariana Islands, Saudi Arabia, Switzerland, Taiwan, Thailand, Turkey, Ukraine, UAE, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, we wish that multilingual stations would schedule each language at a specific time we may reliably hear it, such as Algeria, which has a floating English feature, which we've not run across lately, but here is another time when it did appear at least on one day. Scott Walker in Virginia heard it on 17600, August 15th at 2045 UT. It was about African books which have become classics in world literature, Things Fall Apart and A Grain of Wheat. After that short program, an ID in English and back to French. Still followed under Belarus, but maybe not. Music Wave Radio on 3940. They've been sending out EQSLs, such as to Manuel Menith in Spain, who wrote to podradio at mail.ru and got one in 3 days. Roger Tower in Germany comments, believe in the symbols on the QSL card. The Jolly Roger flag. They want to make you believe that they are a pirate. There's a European bison. They want to pretend that they are still tolerated in Belarus. A QSL for someone in Uruguay. Sympathy has a higher weighting than attenuation values, and simple information doesn't matter. And the Music Wave podcast on the frequency is just the honeypot for card collectors who don't care about the rest of the propaganda garbage. He says, I believe they moved from location north of Minsk in Belarus to the current QTH in Kaliningrad Oblast between the end of October and mid-November 2021. Here's a translation of part of their reply to a listener originally in Russian. Thank you, Igor. We try not to separate ourselves from the people. We don't miss the Communist Party much, but we are nostalgic about the mood and the era and cultural heritage. A good idea to read letters, because people write about what is important to them. If it is important to us, we will have a dialogue, and the format of the old radio will be respected. Now we have to make jingles in English. A lot of letters come from abroad. It's hard for them to identify the radio by ear. And we'll have to put foreign music on the radio. It's like a breath of fresh air for them. They've never listened to pirates from our side. To get our card in their collection is a very valuable prize. Roger says, strange for a pirate station, the 320 kbps podcast, and modulated on AM, exactly plus and minus 5 kilohertz. Certainly doesn't seem like a junky army transmitter. Looks like a data collector, because what is such a QSL worth, with which initiators only want to find out their own media reach? If you listen to what the QSL card addicts have written in their letters in order to receive such a valuable confirmation, then it is often not without a certain comedy. That's Music Wave Radio 3940. Some Brazilian pirates, reported by Lucio Otavio Bobovic in Brazil, 7550, Radio Ameixinha, 16th of August at 2348, with pop rock music selections. On 6135, Radio Scala, SCALLA, on the 16th into 17th of August, from 23 to midnight UT, orchestral music selections, Portuguese announcements, time check for 9 o'clock, bad modulation, strong and quick variations of signal level, saturated distorted audio. On 6150, Radio Saturno, 17th of August, at midnight 1 to midnight 10, with a man and woman in Portuguese talking about good eating advice, and Faixa Brasil, a music program with varied styles of Brazilian music. And at midnight 7 ideas, Você Está na Saturno, about the abrupt closure of CHML 900 in Hamilton, Ontario. Kai Ludwig has found some YouTubes about this. There was a sudden firing of everyone, by telling them one after another. Obviously, no one was allowed to go back into the studio. Finally, after 2 hours, some management bloke went in and found the right fader for his 24 seconds of fame, speaking away from the mic and decorating his attempt with a nice bump. The most pathetic station closure I've come across so far, and I've heard many. A dirty little secret the DRM consortium would rather not confront. Their supposedly superior method of modulation is also just right for jamming AM signals. Ron Howard forwards info from the Hiroshi blog in Japan. He's been monitoring a lot of Chinese frequencies with DRM. And them also happen to coincide with Sound of Hope, such as 21530 and 15760, clearly being used for DRM jamming. China has also shown up on a number of new frequencies with nothing but music in AM otherwise unaccounted for, such as on 11785, August 19th, at 18:05 past 1940 UT, says Tony Pavick in British Columbia. A loop of music played on a stringed instrument. And Puffkin Bushel says such music heard for many hours, until 15 UT, August 19th, on 9585, and again on August 20th. Similar music on 11725 from 16 UT. Maybe these are annual summer refurbishing engineering test broadcasts of transmitter, feeder, and antennas, and may also account for some other scheduled broadcasts missing. Via shortwave bulletin, a reply from the Finnish low-power station, Blacksmith Knoll, on 6120 to Jan Ed. Our transmitter is actually a ham transceiver, not ideal for this purpose, but imparts an old-fashioned sound quality, which we at Blacksmith Knoll appreciate. We operate with a modest 25 watts of power, with an ICOM IC7300 transmitter, transceiver, and AM mode. Antenna is a simple 43-meter-long dipole, approximately 6 meters from the ground. Our theme comprises public domain, royalty-free, and Creative Commons material spanning decades from the Roaring Twenties to the present day, including swing, jazz, blues, radio drama broadcasts, and crackling voices from yesteryears. We've intentionally crafted this mix to be both imaginative and relevant to current affairs. Most of the music played on our station is either so old that applications like Shazam or SoundHound do not recognize it. Songs are not available but only from public domain archives, or created using the latest AI technology, and have not been played before and existed only for some hours before the actual premiere of our show. Our broadcasting license has expired and the frequency has silenced for now, but we plan to start again in October. Best regards from Marco or Mac Johansson, the operator. Mika Mikkelinen says, the world's best DX cabin is calling again. It's time to book your listening weeks for next winter at Aikiniemi. And it gives the following weeks available from August into March. Read more about it at dxing.info/theexpeditions. And I'm going to spell that name, /aihkiniemi.html. Using remote receivers, Wolfgang Büschel reports that the Mandarin service of All India Radio, or Akashvani, at 10:30 to 11:57 UT on 15400.008 via Bangalore, had CNR1 programming jamming on the 14th of August. And on the 16th of August, there was noise jamming, such as DRM. Already for the Nepalese program on the same AIR frequency, from 09 UT, the jamming on 15399.275. Upon Asilomar State Beach, California, more monitoring of Ron Howard's favorite Indonesian, well, there aren't that many, 7289.93, RRI Nabiri, Program 1. August 19th, heard from 0843 to a cutoff about 0919 UT, including an Islamic segment at 0900. On the 20th of August, heard from 0820 till suddenly cut off at 0826, only 6 minutes later. There is no consistency at all with their closing time. It ran much longer on August 22nd, from 0820 till suddenly cut off at 0952. He also reports the Voice of Indonesia Channel 1 on 3325 via Palangkaraya, August 21st in Japanese until 1300 and then English, which was semi-readable. And let's learn Bahasa Indonesia, parallel to Uyghur 4755 from Chimangas, Jakarta. International waters are on. When there's a hurricane such as Ernesto on August 17th, check the Hurricane Watch Net frequencies. 7268 LSB, I was hearing that net at 0608 UT, and their daytime frequency is 14325 USB. More info at hwn.org. They also call out to shortwave listeners. Wolfgang Gusche monitored some skewed frequencies from Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran via remote receivers. The Hausa service at 1020 to 1150 UT on August 14th was on 15429.952. But the Hebrew service, which followed at 1150 to 1220, was on 15430.010, therefore apparently from a different transmitter and antenna. Modulation was low on that one, as on the next, the Bengali language from 1420 on 11944.964. And on August 16th, the Arabic service at 0830 to 1030, tuned at 0918, was on 15430.012. Ron Heron in California reports English from Radio Nikkei 1 Japan 6055. August 21st at 1350 to 1358. It's a 20-minute program on Wednesdays only. Let's read the Nikkei in English, but it's also in Japanese. Wolfgang Gusche measures some more off frequencies from North Korea. 15180.240 for VOK in French to the Americas at 10 to 1250 UT. But 11710 was exactly on frequency in French at 1352, scheduled for 13 to 14. But Korean at 1422 was on 11734.962 with bad modulation to the Kujang site. About the clandestine from South to North Korea Voice of the People, nominally 6600, which we reported last week, was actually on 6601. More about this via Ron Howard from the Hiroshi blog in Japan. On another occasion, they had cares on 6599 and 6601, but not on 6600 exactly. We'll need to deal with jamming, but this also requires a specification to cut it with a notch, and it may not be easy to deal with. Tony Paddock in BC was observing this on the 2nd of August at 11 UT, with pulse jamming, short ones 1 kHz above and long ones 1 sesquihertz below 6600. On the plus side, it sounded like spoken words but poorly modulated, maybe numbers. On the lower side, just pulses, with an occasional double pulse, seesawing and alternate with short pulses on the plus side. By flipping to AM, I was able to clear the signal up a bit. Meanwhile, their 6520 frequency was also on at 1100, with a traditional noise jammer already in place. Ron Howard reports on 7340 National Unity Radio from South Korea, but broadcast via Taiwan, Wednesday, August 21st at 1238, mostly in Korean, but briefly in English. Learning never exhausts the mind, a quotation from Leonardo da Vinci, a strong signal with light North Korean jamming. This segment is only on the air during weekdays. Wolfgang Gusche's monitoring of the Kurdistanish-Turkey radio war of Dengagel versus jamming by Erdogan. On August 14th at 1436, Dengagel, presumably via Armenia, was 5 hertz below 11540, but Erdogan's jammer was 10 hertz above 11535, almost 5 kilohertz apart. And on August 16th, at 0932, they were about 10 kilohertz apart. Dengagel, 4 hertz below 11520, and the Turkish jammer, 11 hertz above 11530. Ron Howard reports an anomaly from YFM, Malaysia, WAI, 11665. Usually closes at 14 UT, but August 21st, it was still going at 1458, with the program in vernacular blocked by China. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 2257. A non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. We appreciate financial support, which may be via money order or check on a U.S. bank, to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. Or via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Chris Rogers of Melbourne, Australia, since some recent observations of Pacific medium wave stations whilst on a de-expedition to Rarotonga, Cook Islands. Radio Tuvalu, Funafuti on 621, observes signing off around 1000 UT daily with the national anthem, and it's not 24 hours as listed in the handbook. But the transmitter remains on until sign-on with no audio, so obviously no remote switching. The announced sign-on is at 1825 UT. Radio Samoa in Apia, 540, observes signing off at 11 UT daily and not 1000, usually mid-song, without a national anthem or announcements. Radio Kiribati, Tarawa, 1440, signs off daily at 0940 with national anthem. At 846 kHz, Kurismas Island is still off the air. By the way, IGH still check for that carrier almost every night. Radio Majuro, Marshall Islands, on 1098, was heard signing off with national anthem at 1130 UT, ID as Radio Majuro or Radio Majuro V7AB. 2 years ago, he says, there was no sign of it, so I can only assume there were some transmitter issues then. In medium wave news, Steve Witt reports an NID on 1540 kHz approximately. It's not a transatlantic, but someone using an unstable transmitter. Heard at 2015 UT, 19 August. Language uncertain. This was via the club's remote in Scotland. Then he recorded the sign-off at 2030 UT with a brief interval signal, which Mark Haddam identified as the Serbian broadcast from Transworld Radio on 1548 kHz from Grigoriopol, Moldova, or Pridnestrovia, ending at 2030, which he had also heard on the proper frequency 1548 at 2029 on the 4th of June. Via remote in Thailand, Wolfgang Büschel listened to Myanmar radio and measured their exact frequency 5914.976 from the new capital, Naypyidaw, heard in the daytime at 0802 and off at 1404. While the signal from the old capital, Yangon, on 9730 was exactly even at 1123. AER in Spain reports that low power in the Netherlands, Radio Classic Sunday, will again be heard on the 25th of August with its fourth anniversary show between 1809 UT on 6185. See RadioClassicSunday.com. Ricky Leong in Calgary says, Radio New Zealand Pacific is closer to being on frequency. They must have adjusted something on the new transmitter. Closer to being on frequency, as measured over a three-hour period, they were about 9 Hz high from 17675, plus 7 Hz on 13690, and 5 or 6 Hz high on 9700. However, their new transmitter upon commissioning was as much as 40 Hz high at one point on 17675, while their old transmitter was 24 or 25 Hz high on 15720 and 17675. However, until signing off at 0458 August 20th, Wolfgang Büschel said it was on 17675.044. And another example of splitting hertzes from Leslie Illingworth in Germany, the 9700 transmitter August 22nd until 0858.5 was 1 Hz above frequency. But there was a break and it came back 7 Hz above 9700, making us suspect they actually changed transmitters. I received this curious email on August 16th, presumably from a North American pirate called Radio Freak at proton.me, that's P-H-R-E-A-K. I quote, screwing around on 6145.4 kHz, drinking mass quantities of beer in the Gulf Coast area. I may also be on 4915 kHz soon again. I got lots of crystals for that spot in the tropical band. 6145, of course, not to be confused with that elusive Bolivian. Matt Francis forwards a story from Radio World, dated August 16th, and headlined, VOA is shuttering its Marianas shortwave site. It's by T. Carter Ross. It's the Robert E. Camoza Transmitting Station, or RECTS. An additional challenge was lingering damage from Category 5 Super Typhoon Yutu, which destroyed the station's infrastructure in October 2018. The storm shredded 16 shortwave curtain antennas and down one of the support towers. Using salvaged parts, 5 antennas fully restored by the end of fiscal 2020, and 3 more back in operation by the end of FY 2023, with parts for 3 additional antennas on site. The total assets by USAGM and the NMI had an approximate book value of $5.4 megadollars as of last September. Since about August 9th, the Yemeni service of Saudi Arabia has been considerably off frequency, but reliably, around 11935.4, and most of the time, no interference, self-imposed or otherwise. However, August 22nd at 1930, the Netherlands remote was receiving it like this, with this strange chirping interference. I could not be sure, but it seemed to be self-imposed rather than external. An ID in Arabic for Republic of Yemen Radio followed at 1938. C.M. Ulbricht, the Swiss composer, plans another special broadcast of his music for 1 hour, Saturday, August 31st at 23 UT via Ascension, 100 kilowatts in 245 degrees toward Brazil and in DRM, on 12025 through 12035 kilohertz. Via Paul Geiger in the British DX Club, Radio Taiwan International is holding a contest. It's called the Global Listener Story Collection, How I Meet RTI. Your memories become our story. Participants will receive a Meeting RTI commemorative postcard, and each card enables one lottery draw. See meetrti.rti.org.tw/en, which refers you to a more complicated website to make your entry. Lots of rules you must follow. There's nothing here about the actual prizes beyond the postcard. Seems that North American Antichrist pirate Station YHWH is not the only one on 7475. From Birmingham, UK, John Collins says, poor conditions on shortwave, but HSK9 Radio Thailand is very strong with excellent reception in English from 19 UT on 7475 until 1930. That was on August 20th. From my almost daily monitoring of Voice of Turkey in English on 11785 at 22 UT, over the past week it was absent, or failing to stay on the air after a couple of minutes, on these dates, August 14th, 18th, and 21st. In case you've been hearing or would like to hear more English from Radio Ukraine International, this from Alexander Myatlikov in Ukraine. RUI seems to have discontinued its English language programming completely on April 20th. The last remaining program, The Indestructible, was produced between January 5th and April 1st, Saturdays at 21:28 UT, on 1386 via Lithuania. The programming page wrongly shows the last date is June 1st. At first, I thought it was a temporary break, but the program page now reads, this program was produced with the financial support of the European Union. Alan Rowe has produced a single page showing all the remaining programming on the BBC World Service and with the shortwave frequencies for each block. From that, we see that there are no shortwave frequencies anymore between 07 and 10 and 19 to 22 GMT. Stephen Luce adds at 02 to 04 daily, nor at 14 to 15 on Monday through Friday. Some of the Al-Dabaya UAE relay frequencies are considerably askew. I was hearing 9540.15 August 18th, at 0205, apparently, preparing for the relay of FIBA Radio Pakistan. And about the same offset on 21595.149, says Wolfgang Duschel, one of the four transmitters there, always more than 100 hertz off to the plus side. This was scheduled as Radio Ergo in Somali, scheduled at 12 to 13 weekdays, heard August 21st at 1238. Via Mike Cooper, an obituary from the Washington Post, August 17th, for John Lansing, who led the federal agency in charge of VOA and others, before taking over NPR for a tumultuous four-year period, including the pandemic and internal strife. He died August 14th at his home in Wisconsin. He was 67. From 2015, he was chief executive of the Broadcasting Board of Governors, now called the U.S. Agency for Global Media. He became an outspoken proponent of the free press. Lansing took over the reins of National Public Radio in October 2019. From the beginning of his tenure at NPR, Lansing said one of his top priorities was to foster diversity. More problems at WTWW Lebanon, Tennessee, as George McClintock has kept us informed. on August 16th and 17th. Two transmitters were running, each on two different frequencies, the new ones being 99.30 in the daytime and 59.20 at night. But on August 20th, the other transmitter failed. That was on 94.75 and 5085. A part had to be manufactured and brought in from Germany. That might take 2 weeks. And then later, the manufacturer was so concerned about the problem, he said that they were sending someone over the following week. By UT August 22nd at 0200, WTWW was back on the air on one frequency, 5085, with a very strong signal. We hope that will continue at least for World Radio at our new time, UT Saturday at 0300. Seems that WRNO 7505 has started broadcasting some alarmingly secular music. Ed Chicharek in New Jersey reported to the National Flash Sheet, August 18th at 0148, Fats Domino, Blueberry Hill, Walking to New Orleans, and others. And a few minutes later, I was hearing Begin the Begin by a jazzy orchestra, but back into preaching after 0202. Ben Cobb reports on August 16th, the Shortwave Modernization Coalition, SMC, filed a formal report with the FCC based on their prior meetings with other federal agencies. SMC represents experimental radio service licensees using the HF bands for international transmission of trading data for private clients. It petitioned the FCC to change its rules to allow trading data as a regular revenue-generating business and not merely as technical experiments. While high levels of interest would tend to argue in favor of a new spectrum allocation or radio service, FCC tries to limit licensing opportunities, lest they overwhelm staff who must process the applications and enforcement agents who must deter violations. SMC said its experimental stations in Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, New Jersey, New York, and Washington have generated zero verified claims of harmful interference by incumbent licensees in the 2 to 25 megahertz band. Like prior filings, the report does not identify any of these stations, their exact locations, call signs, frequencies, or schedules of operation. So we wonder, how could anybody identify them to complain? You may want to make a point of monitoring the last few minutes forever of WCBS 880 New York on the air. That will be until 0400 UT Monday, August 26th, or midnight Sunday night, Eastern Time. They also webcast via audacy.com. From Frank Donovan, W3LPL, August 15th, at ARRL, about the solar cycle. According to the NOAA Space Weather Prediction Center, solar cycle 25 likely reached its highest sunspot number yet of at least 299 on August 8th. Worldwide 6-meter F2 propagation may again occur, perhaps very frequently, starting in late October, if daily sunspot reports consistently remain well above 200. The short-term propagation outlook from SWPC as of August 19th. ANK in the seas only 5 and 2, all the way from August 24th until September 14th. Although a week before, solar flux was predicted to hit 300, that's been revised to a maximum of only 230, September 10th to 12th. And no lower than 200, August 23rd and 24th. And on the 28th. For much more info, consult our website, worldofradio.com. With many thanks to all our stations and contributors. Hoping you'll hear me again next week, Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2257 with a standard disclaimer.